Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement towards making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith an Abi Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at-tuhuru shatrul iman walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'an wa qala tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, purity, tuhur, taharat, translated as purity. Purity is half of faith. This phrase, alhamdulillah, fills the scale. The phrases subhanallah and alhamdulillah fill or rewards, or the rewards fill all the space between the heavens and the earth. So this phrase, Subhanallah walhamdulillah, they either the reward or they themselves, these phrases fulfill the scale. And the phrases Subhanallah alhamdulillah fill, or the reward fills all the space between the heavens and the earth. So this is the beauty. Alhamdulillah fills the scale. See the beauty of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, ulama explain that even these actions that are intangible, Allah will give it a tangible form. And now it will have a tangible form and it will fill the scales. So this salat that we're reading, the charity that we give, Allah Ta'ala will give it a form. And like how a person can see tangible things in this world, Allah will allow him to see the beauty of his actions on the day of Qiyamah. How happy he'll get when he can see like storage rooms, big warehouses full of a'mal. And a person who didn't do any a'mal in this world and he goes nothing to his credit. How fortunate is that person who does it? One of the conditions is, you do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person doesn't advertise his good deeds. Advertising the good deeds is like as good as doing a good deed and then just destroying it. So a person does good deeds, at the same time he preserves it and he takes care of it. So the first part of this hadith is saying, At-tuhuru shatrul iman, that purity is half of faith. Ulama explain what is meant by this. Why is purity half of faith? Some ulama give the explanation that here iman comes in the meaning of namaz. So purity is half of namaz. So if you look at namaz, the first thing is you need taharat. And then the namaz comes. So half of salat is tuhur, is taharat. So this year, some ulama say that when it's saying at-tuhur wa shatrul iman, purity is half of namaz. And the ayat they quote, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy your salah. What had happened was, Sahaba were worried that they were facing Masjid al-Aqsa. And whilst facing Masjid al-Aqsa, many Sahaba had passed away in that interim before the Qibla had been changed to Kaaba Sharif. So there was a concern that all those people that were facing Masjid al-Aqsa, that concern was there that their sawab would have been lost because they were facing, so to speak, in the direction that was changed. So therefore, Sahaba were worried that our companions may have lost the reward. Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. It is not befitting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy your salah. So their iman meant salah. So therefore some ulama take the opinion that this taharat means iman. Sorry, means salah. Others say, no, it means iman as it is in this hadith. It means iman. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that taharat is actually half of iman. Allama Uthmani, rahmatullah alayhi, explains it very, very nicely. He says you get two types of reward. One is the asal reward of every action. Every action, the original reward, this is the reward of a action. That there is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward. And some we also know, Allah ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned to us that this is the reward of a certain action. One is the asal reward. And one is the in'ami reward. In'ami reward means over and above the original reward. This is from the side of Allah ta'ala where He gives much, much more to a person, depending on a person's sincerity, depending on the level of difficulty, depending on the amount of effort a person puts in. Accordingly, Allah Ta'ala increases a person's reward. So one is the asal reward and one is the in'ami reward. So he explains this hadith, At-tuhuru shatrul iman, that purity is half of iman. What it means is that purity, the in'ami reward, the extra reward from the side of Allah Ta'ala, now is equivalent to half of the original reward of iman. Because you know iman is what? The reward of iman is very, very high. So here the in'ami, the favored reward of Allah Ta'ala for taharat, is half of the original sawab, original reward of iman. How beautiful this ulama. They take one word of the hadith and they explain it to us. Otherwise we'll just read it and we'll just take it on face value. They'll explain everything to us. This word subhanallah and alhamdulillah, we've been explaining it for a few days now. The rewards of subhanallah and alhamdulillah. Just to understand this phrase subhanallah, what it means. Such an all-encompassing phrase. We say subhanallah, but what does it actually mean? It means that Allah Ta'ala is free from all type of deficiencies, weaknesses and faults. So Allah Ta'ala's being, Allah Ta'ala's zat, Allah's being itself is free from every type of deficiencies. In other words, he has no partners. He's free from being confined to any particular place or space. Allah Ta'ala was not created. He does not possess a body, has no spouse and no offspring. So this is the first part of subhanallah. Allah is free from himself, from any deficiencies. Allah's qualities, number two, Allah Ta'ala's qualities are free from any type of deficiency. He's free from ignorance, weakness. His qualities never change. Allah Ta'ala's qualities never change. Allah Ta'ala's actions are free from every type of deficiency. Whatever action Allah Ta'ala does, these are free from every type of deficiency. He does according to his wisdom, which man, due to his deficient understanding, can never fully understand. Sometimes we see things happening around the world, and Allah Ta'ala forgive us and protect us. We think that there's something not going right. Allah Ta'ala's plan is not working. Allah's plan is free from every type of deficiency. We can't understand it. Therefore, we can't appreciate what is happening when we see things. But it's full in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's actions are free from every type of deficiency. Number four, his names are free from every type of deficiency. He possesses beautiful names, and every name reflects a specific quality within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as opposed to man who may have a name, but it does not befit him having these qualities. He doesn't have those qualities that his name says. Number five, Allah Ta'ala's laws are free from every type of deficiencies. The rules that Allah Ta'ala has created are free from every type of error, injustices, ignorance, irrationality, or any type of prejudice. This is as far as subhanallah is concerned. So Allah Ta'ala's being, Allah's qualities, Allah's actions, Allah Ta'ala's names, Allah Ta'ala's laws are free from every type of deficiency. When we say alhamdulillah, we are now praising Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is perfect in every single way. He is perfect and unique in his being. Allah is perfect and unique in his qualities. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, Allah Ta'ala's power, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is perfect and matchless. Allah Ta'ala is perfect in his qualities. Allah Ta'ala is perfect in his actions. Allah Ta'ala is perfect in his names. Allah Ta'ala is perfect in his laws. Every law which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for men is the best and most superior. No better system of living ever exists than that commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every law is completely suited to man's nature and man's temperament. It's just that sometimes we don't want to bring ourselves under the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we feel uncomfortable. But actually the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for us. So you see these two words, subhanallah and alhamdulillah, they have such a deep meaning. So one is we're just saying it, but one is we're understanding Allah Ta'ala is free from every type of defect, and we explain in which respect. And Allah Ta'ala is perfect. Alhamdulillah, we're praising Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is perfect in all these respects. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, taking out some time daily to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.